Dear Heart Dwellers, for all those of you who have generously donated to obtaining humanitarian visas for Afghans to escape persecution and possibly death in their country, here is an encouraging update from Pastor Scott Griswold. Pastor Scott writes to us, "You may know that we have been trying to get the family members of close Afghan friends of ours out of Afghanistan. His brother and brother-in-law both have received death threats from the Taliban. Both have just barely escaped being killed. About a month ago, our network was able to get them to temporary safety into a neighboring country. Their families were left behind waiting for visas that would allow them to travel out to join the two men. We have been earnestly praying for them to get visas, as it is quite hard and many have requested them and been rejected. We also knew that one of the men's wives was pregnant and about to deliver. If everyone got their visas, but then the baby was born and didn't have a visa, it would slow the whole family down, further endangering them. I am delighted to share the following news that just came in today. Yesterday, the Taliban surrounded and searched the home next door to where these men's families have been hiding in Kabul. This gave them great concern for their safety and increased the possibility that the Taliban will come to search other homes in the area. Since 9 people between both families have their visas completed, praise God, we are moving them as soon as possible. In addition, the wife that is close to giving birth and the family can't safely go to a hospital in Kabul. So transportation was arranged just as the visas came in time. All glory to God. Then came the message. Those two families have arrived safely to a city in another country. A little bit later, this message came to me. Breaking news. Thank you to all the members of the team for helping the Afghans in need. They are fine and fully knowledgeable and ready for medical help. And a few hours ago in one of the hospitals with the help of a doctor who is my personal friend, was taken under medical care. Fortunately, a baby boy was born, and thank God they are healthy now. I'm just amazed, and we are praising God with all of our hearts. It has been many months since this family was about to go to the airport to escape when the suicide bomber blew up right where they were going to go. God has been faithful. Thank you for all your prayers and for those who have been supporting with funds to help get them out. We will be working now to get them on into closer countries, and we hope eventually that they will be able to join their family members here in America. Pray for their faith in the power and love of Jesus to grow as well. With a very grateful heart, Pastor Scott and Julie Griswold. Amen.